berputar, tanda masih ada hidup. Karena dunia belum henti berputar melingkar searah. Terik embun sejuta sentuhan, pahit menyaju pelengkap. Seribu satu perasaan bergabung setangkup senada. Jurang-jurang berkeliaran, tanda bahaya sana sini. Pada rumput lembut hijau, itu pun tiada terhama. Roda-roda terus berputar, tanda masih ada hidup. Karena dunia belum henti berputar melingkar searah. Terik embun sejuta sentuhan, pahit mengaju pelengkap. Seribu satu perasaan bergabung setangkup senada.
As warm as a smile to greet you from miles. fresh, free. Fly your satisfaction. Welcome to the ultimate paradise. With a thousand beauty, within a thousand journey. Relaxed luxury in Lombok. Escape the crowd. Explore further. Wonderful Indonesia.
Still I'm dreaming for your arms to hold. at RA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
West Sumatra is famous for its savory and tasty culinary. West Sumatra foods are rich in spices, Besides savory culinary, West Sumatra also has delicious desserts, one of which is Bika cake. Bika stands from biskuit koto baru asli or new original koto biskuit. The biskuit is the traditional snack of Koto Baru City in West Sumatra. Sometimes the cake is also known with the name Kue Neraka Rasa Surga, which means the cake that looks like hell but it is just heavenly delicious. After preparing the batter of the cake, which is made from flour, coconut water and sugar, the second step of making the cake is by pouring the batter to a pot. Before pouring the cake into the pot, we have to lay banana leaf and thick wood. The batter is baked by using firewood came from cinnamon trees. If you want to try Bika cake, you can buy it in Padang Raya Street, Bukit Tinggi. The price of the cake is affordable, namely it only costs 7,000 rupiah. You can also enjoy the cake with a cup of coffee.
Aku yang pura-pura lupa.
kota apa, biar aku yang pura-pura lupa.
RRI Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Gadis idamanku, hanya engkau yang satu. Hadirlah dalam mimpi-mimpiku. Biar seribu, biar ramai mengganggu, padaku engkaulah ratu. Sejak mula bertemu, kau buat siangku sedingin salju. Dan malam jadi hangat sehangat cintamu. Kasihku Rosanna, kau gadis idamanku. Dua hati menjadi satu bila kita bertemu. Oh Rosanna, gadis idamanku. Bila kan sampainya waktu kasih kita bertemu dalam cinta, Rosanna. Kau buat siangku sedingin salju. Dan malam jadi hangat sehangat cintamu. Kasihku oh Rosanna, kau gadis idamanku. Dua hati menjadi satu bila kita bertemu. Rosanna, kau gadis idamanku. Bila kan sampainya waktu kasih kita bertemu dalam cinta. Rosanna. Besok sampai selamanya kita buka mata bersama, melihat pagi yang berbeda dari arah terbit yang sama. Dingin malam takkan menyakitkan lagi. Ada temanku melihat bintang. Kini setelah sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa. Marah sebentar saja, 3 hari lah paling lama. Semua hal sama selera, karena berbeda lengkap kita. Jika terluka tetap percaya lagi. Bukan pertama kita lewati. Setelah sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa. Setelah beri tanda di pangkal jari manisnya, siapapun yang terlena, maafkan aku. Suraku punya. Oh, 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 nuansa muda terbentang katulistiwa untukku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena cinta Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia.
Listener, don't forget that you can watch our program through our online streaming in voinews.id and shortwave through 325 kHz, also 4755 kHz, and in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand.
Apakah dia ada yang punya? Wahai Tuhan tanpa nama, datang ya.
Dancing won't help my economic condition. If I dance, when am I going to make money?
That word came from Kadek Sriyani, a woman aged 38, a villager of Manistutu, Bali, who since 15 years ago has been working as a stonebreaker on the river of Tukadayu, Manistutu, Bali.
Sudah lama sejak saya kawin.
I've been working since I was married, around 15 years ago. I already started working here, breaking the stone, working in the field, lifting the rock, digging the sand.
Most Balinese women would have started dancing since they are in the elementary school. But with the passage of their lives, dancing is just special occasions only. As in the case of stonebreaker from Manistutu village, Kadek Sriyani. Her dainty fingers are now used in a graceful movement in a dance alone, but more often are used to the work that should be done by men, breaking stone, without any fear that their tapering fingers might be injured by the weight of the hammer used to break up large stones. How many hammers actually that Kadek has?
Three hammers actually, but this one is borrowed. I have only two. However, I can borrow from my sister. Working together, you know, if the stone is too big and cannot be broken, I could ask my sister to help. Friends too.
While working together, each has her share of rock.
Each has her own share. So later, if there is a truck coming in, it can be easily seen which one belongs to me and which plot belongs to my friends. So it's easy to divide the money.
At a glance, breaking the stone looks quite easy. This is not true, of course. But there are some tricks to make the job easier.
It depends. There are some lines on the stone surface. If they are smooth, do not hit them because they might shatter and you'd get hurt. The term is monk trick. So you must look carefully whether it can be broken down or not.
Being a stone breaker, Kadek never feels afraid of hurting her hands. Even when she is wounded, Kadek already has a way to overcome it.
Yes, we'll treat it using a banana tree shoot, chewed and pasted, then put it on the wound so that blood doesn't come out.
Every day, Kadek Sriyani does the work of breaking down the stone. After the domestic work is completed, she goes to Tukadayu River in Manistutu village, about 4 hours drive from Denpasar, to break stones along with other women. There are no fixed working hours. Although her income a day at most is only 25,000 rupiah to 30,000 rupiah, Kadek Sriyani accepts it gratefully. For Kadek, the results obtained are a gift from the Almighty. Her income is not fixed, depending on the weather. Because if it rains, the small truck cannot get into the river to buy the broken stone. Then, the stone that has been broke down into small pieces and the sand that has been filtered will be washed away again by the water. But bright weather also sometimes does not guarantee the money that they get can be a lot. Because even though they have broken rocks under the umbrella made of palm leaves for one whole day, no truck would come to buy the stones because there is no development project. Things like this often happen.
Kalau banyak itu apa namanya ada proyek.
Depending on the faith, if things are smooth then everything will. But if there is no project, then business will be bad.
Ni cekok tu.
Almost all Balinese women can dance, for dancing is part of the rituals for worshipping among the Hindu Balinese. Most of them learn to dance in their primary school, but with the passage of their lives, the women, especially the stone breakers, only dance on special occasions, such as rituals in temples. The stone breaker women of Manistutu village, however, do not want to dance for money either, as expressed by Kadek Sriyani.
Malu ini.
It will be so embarrassing. I'm fat now. Dancing doesn't help the economy. If I dance, when can I make some money?
Although the lives of stonebreaker women and their families are hard, they still diligently do the job as stonebreakers. Sometimes, they also hope for some other job which in accordance with their capabilities, to be able to slightly improve their lives.
What important is to have a job, so I can send my children to school and they can have decent meals every day.
Manistutu village chief Iketut Sukadana has his own views about the profession of his female villagers. I understand, digging the sand is not really their choice, really. This is a necessity. If they could have another job, they would take it then. But they do not have the expertise and skill to do that. Digging sand or rocks in the river like that is actually not a life choice, because they do not have other skills to compete in other areas. Story of the brave woman from Manistutu, Bali, who are now using their dainty fingers to break up stones to provide for their families. The story of Kadek Sriyani shows that Balinese women are women who have incredible energy.
Tak cemerlang, tak rupawan. Tuhan yang jadi juaranya. Hampamu takkan hilang semalam oleh pacar impian, tetapi kesempatan untukku yang mungkin tak sempurna, tapi siap untuk diuji. Ku percaya diri, cintaku lah yang sejati. Namun tak kau lihat, terkadang malaikat tak bersayap, tak cemerlang, tak rupawan. Namun kasih ini, silakan kau adu. Malaikat juga tahu siapa yang jadi juaranya.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Central Jakarta Police has arrested a couple for airline ticket fraud scheme. Nurul Jadid Islamic Boarding School established two development leaders for the community and nation. And now the news in details. Central Jakarta Police have arrested a married couple, DWN 25 and BLL 21, for committing fraud through a fake airline ticketing sales scheme. The couple scammed a civil servant from Gresik East Java out of 77.8 million rupiah by offering 20 airline tickets at discounted promotional prices, which turned out to be fake. The suspect were apprehended in North Bogor, West Java, after the victim reported the incident. Moving on to the next news. Nurul Jadid Islamic Boarding School in Paiton, Probolinggo Regency, East Java was founded with the aim of producing leaders who are well-versed in both religious knowledge and modern science and technology. The institution integrates traditional religional education with subjects like biology, mathematics, and geography to provide a comprehensive learning experience. The school's founder, the late K.H. Zaini Munim, envision graduates who serve and collaborate